The second way that interaction research hypotheses can be stated is sometimes we have to infer which set of simple effects comparisons we have to look at. So when we do this, it's usually because there is a result out there that's kind of standard, that we knew all along it was going to be this way. But then we ask the question, will these results be the same for something new that we do? So in this particular case, you're going to look at the simple effects for the old news that you've gotten. And now you're going to compare it to the new news that you're adding into it. I know that this thing has always worked, but I wonder if it works for something else. The benefit of this is that when you run the factorial design, you get to replicate that previous study that has all this support for, but then you get to do something really cool. You need to think about, do these results generalize to other types of contexts? If I introduce a new variable, will I get the same pattern of results? So we're looking now at generalizability. So Cal had before in his examples, he demonstrated that computer presentations lead to better learning of stats than does using a conventional lecture. So we have data already out there that supports this idea that when you're learning stats, you do better if you learn on computer than paper, or lecture, sorry. But we also want to know if the same type of results will teach writing as effectively. So here we go. Let's try to pick apart what simple effects tests we're doing. So in the previous study, we know that computers do better than lecture. And we have that pointy. What's inferred up there is that it was for statistics. When you do the new study, all you're doing is, in addition to revisiting the stats results, you're adding a new row where now you have a variable introduced, stats or writing. Before it was just stats, didn't vary. Now you're looking at the type of topic that we're teaching. And that's no longer static, it changes. It's either stats or writing. So which cells are going to be a replication of the earlier study? Are we looking at a row or a column? The which one? We're looking at the stats row. Good. You good? Previously, we've shown that computer does better for stats. That's a replication. When we run this in our factorial, we can find out, do those results hold up? And then the new part of the study is what? How do people do when they're learning writing? Do they outperform on computers relative to lecture? Now, what set of simple effects are we going to look at? Are we going to look at the type of instruction based on each topic? Or are we going to look at the topic based on each type of instruction? What's mentioned both? I have shown before that when people learn stats, they do better on computer than lecture. We know before from an earlier study that people do better on computer than lecture when they're learning statistics. That's the simple effect of what? Good. Type of instruction on stats, and then we're going to look at, compare that to the simple effect of type of instruction for writing. Whoops. So the type of instruction for each topic that we're doing. Okay, you try. We have a previous study that demonstrated that rats learn Y mazes faster than hamsters. Everybody good? What's the independent variable in that study? Kind of rodent. Yes, I have two levels of rodents running on a Y maze. He wants to know now, is that true for a radial maze? So we have species. He flipped it around for you though. See how the orientation is different on this one? It doesn't matter. It's just to make sure you're keeping track and you can track the standard or the simple effects. So what's the replication look like now? Is it a row or is it a column? It's a column. Which column is it, the Y or the radial? The Y. He has previous research that shows that rats learn the Y maze faster than hamsters. The dependent variable is time to complete the maze. So which way is the pointy pointing? Is it pointing up or pointing down? If you learn faster, is your time shorter or longer? Shorter. So we want rats to have the shorter time than hamsters. We good? We're doing the new study, so we're not really sure what we can hypothesize yet about how both rats and hamsters tend to run a radial maze. So I'm looking now at the simple effect of type of species, that's what was used, the full variable was used in the previous study, the simple effect of species on type of maize. So the simple effect of the species for the Y maize, the simple effect of the type of species for the radial maize. Put the pointies in and let me know when you're done, please. Everybody good? You done? I'm kidding. Talk about it with each other if you need to, and then we'll talk about it together. Am I looking at row comparisons or am I looking at column comparisons? Are you ready or do you want to talk about it? I've discovered that psych and soc majors learn stats about equally well. So what's the symbol I need to use? And where am I sticking it? Between what? Yeah, right there between psych and soc. They perform equally well. I want to see if I get those same results when psych and soc majors are learning ethics. Of course not. We all know that psych people are inherently more ethical than soc people. I don't even know why we're asking that question. So what are we looking at? What simple effects are we looking at? Good. The simple effect of major, because both levels are mentioned. The simple effects of major on stats, the simple effect of major on ethics, or the simple effect of major for each respective topic.